From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Madison Conti. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled that federal courts aren't the venue to review partisan gerrymandering. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum reports that the decision could have a big impact in Missouri and Illinois.
The 5-4 ruling does not stop states from adopting rules against partisan gerrymandering. It specifically mentioned Missouri, a state that adopted a state legislative redistricting plan known as Clean Missouri, aimed at creating maps emphasizing partisan fairness. But neither Missouri nor Illinois specifically prohibit legislatures from passing congressional maps that help one party or the other. And Clean Missouri's Sean Sonker Nicholson says it's unlikely that will change anytime soon.
We're going to have to, as a nation, come to terms with what a disaster partisan gerrymandering is across the country.
Nicholson also noted that some states like Illinois either make it very difficult or impossible to undertake citizen-led ballot initiatives. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
A levee has broken north of Jefferson City as the Missouri River surges yet again there. Jefferson City police said yesterday that crews are attempting to make repairs to the Turkey Creek levee. The release says the break isn't threatening either U.S. 63 or 54. Flooding has closed the Jefferson City Memorial Airport for nearly 4 weeks. Cleanup had been underway this week before rising waters once again left parts of it underwater. A Democratic state senator wants the state to be more proactive in reducing racial profiling among Black motorists. Attorney General Eric Schmidt released a report earlier this year showing that Black drivers are 91% more likely to get pulled over by police. While the state can go after cities that don't turn over data to the Attorney General's office, it doesn't punish places that showcase a pattern of racial profiling. Senator Carla May of St. Louis says the Attorney General's report highlights a disconnect between law enforcement and African Americans.
We have a very thin line right now in St. Louis City between the police officers and the community. And it has to be a balanced scale approach.
The College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources received an $8.6 million federal grant from the National Institute of Health for a new research center Wednesday. According to a Columbia, Missourian report, the grant for the Swine Somatic Genome Editing Center will be dispersed over 5 years as researchers from all over the country utilize wild pigs to develop delivery methods for gene editing compounds. Its mission folds in with MU Chancellor Alexander Cartwright's Translational Precision Medicine Initiative, which aims to increase research funding and develop projects where lab research ultimately translates into human treatment. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.